The founders of America articulated a vision of freedom for this nation because we have God-given rights. But today, there are powerful forces who want to impose a globalist design on this nation. If that happened, we could kiss our freedoms goodbye. Author Scott Powell wrote about this recently. We'll link to his article. He notes, quote, "They want you demoralized. They want you divided. They want to control you. They want you dead." Unbelievable and troubling as this is, those who care about life and want the next generations to have the freedom and opportunities that Americans have traditionally enjoyed need to understand who they are and what they are about and how they operate to bring about global tyranny, end quote. Scott Powell, by the way, has written a book on our nation's Christian roots. It's called Rediscovering America. He's a writer with the Discovery Institute. This is Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and we welcome back to the program Scott Powell to discuss globalist designs for America. Scott, how could this be, what you just said and what I just quoted you in that article? They want us dead? And who are they?
Well, it is a multi-headed global orientation that really seeks their, what they have in common is a new world order. And the new world order would be the end of nation states, and there would be a central governance at the top that would control the world and control all the resources of the world. It's sort of it's the ultimate dream of, the maximum dictatorship. and this is sort of developed through the 20th century. You could trace it back to to Wilson and
Woodrow Wilson.
The Council on Foreign Relations and the banking groups, particularly the Rothschild family, that really had they really thought about human affairs beyond the nation state. The nation state was something that they sought to bring under control of larger organizations. And of course, the United Nations is a manifestation of part of the global order. They also would like to see, they'd particularly like to see the United States lose its independent constitution.
But what about the founding fathers of America?
Well, look, that's the thing. And the reason I wrote Rediscovering America was to reawaken American people to this wonderful gift that we have. And this gift really came from God. 95% of the founders at both the signing of the Declaration of Independence and the founders of the Constitution, at the Constitutional Convention, 95% of these people were Christians by a Trinitarian definition. And even those that they said were deists, typically Ben Franklin has been singled out as being, a prominent deist. Well, it was Ben Franklin who saved the Constitutional Convention that was very divided over how to structure a power between large states and small states. And the convention was about to fall apart. Ben Franklin called the convention to prayer. A deist doesn't believe in prayer. A deist doesn't pray, because deism doesn't believe that God has God's hand is in human affairs. God created the clock, set it running, and then there is no more interaction with God. That's what a deist believes. Ben Franklin, by that definition, was not a deist.
But the reason I even bring that up is because if the globalists were to succeed, that would basically undo, of course, the American experiment. So goes the God-given rights.
That's why, I'm trying to wake people up like Paul Revere did on his horse. New World Order is very real. And the players that are pursuing it are very determined, and they largely operate by fooling people into thinking that what they represent is good. For instance, the climate change and the Green New Deal, that is a hoax. You know, wind and solar, to make them reliable, would be so costly that it's simply unaffordable. And yet this narrative, you know, continues to affect the economies of the world. But what they really want is control of people. So they will not, they know that the old argument of Marxism, where the proletariat would rise up and overthrow the bourgeoisie and adopt a, you know, a socialist economy, that's not about to happen. And that's why Marxism is operating through the culture. It's operating, you know, in secondary ways. And the Green New Deal is a classic example of a cultural Marxist agenda.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, somebody made an interesting observation. They said that the whole climate change thing is really like a watermelon. It's green on the outside, but it's red on the inside.
And that's absolutely true. And people need to wake up to this, because we don't want to take steps in our economic lives, in our cultural lives, or in any part of our life where we lose our freedom, where freedom is encroached on. Because this is the greatest gift that any nation could ever have.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And it's in this experiment. America is still an experiment. Self-rule under God. That's the essence of it. So what exactly is this World Economic Forum? And is it true that their goal is essentially global governance by as early as 2030? I mean, that's only a few years away.
I know, Jerry. I know. Well, you said it very well, Jerry, in pointing out that the New World Order leaders are godless. They're godless in their vision and their beliefs, and they neither relate nor have respect for, you know, God-given, unalienable human and civil rights. So the rights that we have in our Constitution, they want to undermine that. They don't have any use for that. And they certainly, you know, when they would look at our first 10 amendments, you know, also known as the Bill of Rights, that provide the main bulwark against tyranny and limiting government's reach into our lives, they want to do away with all that, because that stands in the way of their being able to achieve this new world order where people have no rights. People are just, they're like serfs. I wouldn't call them slaves. I would just say that they're going to be part of a global order, and they may get, I mean, even the discussion of artificial intelligence putting a lot of people out of work, that is likely to happen. Some people will lose their jobs, and those jobs won't come back. I think new jobs will always be created. But it's very popular now to say, well, we're going to have a national basic income, where if people are put out of work, they're going to get a check, a monthly check from the government. You've heard about this, right?
Yeah, but not even for it. But they won't do any work to earn that.
Right. Yes, but the point is that this is this undermines the independence of people. they become dependent on the state. That's not a place we want to go to. The state tends to be corrupt no matter what form of government you have. No one denies that our government in our constitutional republic is now very corrupt. Indeed it is. And that's why, as you rightly point out, Jerry, it's an experiment. Well, we're right now, the experiment's not working out very well because corruption has penetrated every level of our government.
One of the phrases of the World Economic Forum is apparently, you will have nothing and you will be happy. That sounds kind of contradictory to me. You will have nothing and you will be happy. Not that our happiness should be derived from having possessions, but what does that even mean?
Well, that's right. It's just a slogan. The reality is that we are created in the image and likeness of God himself, right? And God is a creator. God intends that we as people be creators, that we find new things, we make new discoveries, we create. And for most people, the place where they can be most creative outside of the hobbies they might have is in the workplace. It's in the nature of the work they do. And in fact, I did a word search in the Bible, and I found that the reference to work came up over 450 times, which is more than the word faith, hope, charity, grace, joy. You know, those are religious terms people would assume, well, those are the things that the Bible would have more of than work. They don't relate work with a religious life. But God surely relates work with his intention for us, because he talked about it so much.
There's a verse in the Bible that says, if a man will not work, and really it could be translated this way, if a man refuses to work, then neither shall he eat. Well, how does that fit in the New World Order?
Well, it's just, you know, the siren call of socialism has always been there, you know, really since Karl Marx or even before that. But when it's been implemented, it has been a disaster. And
is there any place on the planet where it's ever worked, ever?
No, it's never worked. It's taken people's freedom away from them. It's impoverished the society. Because, look, the way a society grows and prospers and develops is by discovering new things, you know, if improving things. But if you take away all the incentive of being rewarded for discovering new things, then people won't, they don't care. And so socialist systems devolve. They don't, they're very uncreative. And they're also, they really strip people of their human dignity. And that's what's so important. That's what's missing in everyone's thinking, is how important it is. God created us to have dignity in line with the Creator himself. So if we strip away those qualities that he intended for us, we end up losing our relationship with him. And we lose everything. We lose our self-confidence. We lose our, you know, our willingness to take risk, our creativity, our perseverance, our determination, our courage. All these are qualities that are given by God and need to be retained, because they're necessary to live a complete and full life. So whenever we see any agenda that's stripping away any of these God-given qualities, we know it's not the work of God. And in fact, I'll go so far as to say there is more demonic activity in the world today than any time I can remember in my lifetime. And that's very clear in America.
And,
I mean, just think about where the transgender movement came. Where did that come from? I mean, it didn't exist before, but suddenly it's just appeared on the scene and is growing. This is an anathema to God. God created us man and woman, boy and girl. And each one is different. I mean, you're different by sex, but you're also unique in your character. To want to change your fundamental sexual identity is anathema, and you're never going to be happy. You're going to be a confused person for the rest of your life. Why would we be promoting this? Because there's a demonic force at work in our society now that we've never seen before.
Well, we're basically out of time. Rediscoveringamerica.net is the website for your book. We have enough for 20 seconds, a 20-second concluding thought on globalist designs for America. 20 seconds.
Well, Rediscovering America is the best antidote to this demonic, global New World Order. And it's a book that you can read again and again. It's a book you can read to your kids or your grandchildren, because it tells the great stories of America in ways that have not been covered by other history books.
All right, Scott Powell, thanks so much for being with us. All the best.
Jerry, thank you.